This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Enyinwa, E-N-Y-N-W-A, first name Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, date of birth October 18, 1947, date of evaluation May 24, 2022, referring physician Helas, H-E-E-L-A-S. The chief complaint, 74-year-old African-American male, complained of low extremity swelling. The HPI, the patient as noted, is a 74-year-old male who is present with his son, period. The patient reports low extremity swelling of approximately 8 years duration, period. However, the son reports that he noticed that the patient had been swollen for approximately a year period. He had been seen by the nurse from Helas, H-E-E-L-A-S, and it was recommended that patient have follow-up at this office, period. Patient currently denies any chest pain, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number status post motor vehicle accident approximately 34 years ago, past surgical history unremarkable, medications, clonidine 0.1 milligram one daily, naproxen 375 milligrams daily, pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams BID, losartan 100 milligrams one daily. At the time of this evaluation, patient apparently is taking losartan only. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, he was previously employed as a teacher. He denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever or chills. He has had mild weight loss, period. Cardiovascular is significant for edema, musculoskeletal, multiple joints with stiffness and pain, neurologic, he has memory impairment, he has incoordination, remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 192/115, pulse 96, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 153.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiac exam, significant for what appears to be a diffuse BMI, period. Extremities reveal 3+ spitting edema, period. The exam otherwise is unremarkable. Impression, 1, 74-year-old male presents with greater than 1 year history of low extremity swelling / edema. He has 3+ edema on examination. He has evidence of hypertensive urgency with uncontrolled blood pressure, period. He further has history of abnormal EKG and osteoarthritis, period. The plan will obtain x-rays of the knee bilaterally, lab work, period. This will include CBC, Chem20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, PSA, urinalysis, BNP, period. Will discontinue naproxen, period. Discontinue clonidine, period. Vumex 2 milligrams, 1 POB ID number 180, period. Nolene, potassium chloride, 10 milligrams on BID, number 180, period. Nolene, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, 1 POB ID number 180, period. Interval history, colon. He underwent echocardiogram on June 21, 2022. This revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 75%. There is grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, period. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, period. Trace aortic regurgitation is present, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation is present, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is present, period. Normal PA pressures noted, period. On follow-up, he is noted to have better control of his blood pressure, period. Blood pressure on follow-up is 138/76, period. He has elevated PSA, suggesting enlarged prostate, period. I will refer him to Dr. Ralph Melton for evaluation, period. In addition, I will refer to Dr. Warren Strudwick to evaluate his knee, period. He is noted to have a cough, and I will start him on Robitussin AC, 1 teaspoon, POQ12, PRN. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.